Workbook, Unit 12. Listening. Julian is visiting a language school to ask about courses. Listen to the conversation and choose the best answers to the questions. Part 1.
Good morning. I saw your advertisement in the paper for Chinese courses, and I dropped by to get some more information.
Great. Which course are you interested in? General Chinese or Business Chinese?
Well, I'm not sure. What's the difference between them?
The General Chinese course is for beginners. It covers everyday situations. You know, shopping, booking tickets, ordering food in a restaurant, things like that. It's quite popular with people intending to visit China for a holiday.
I see. So is it mainly Chinese conversation, or does it include learning to read and write as well?
It mainly deals with spoken Chinese, but students do learn to recognize about 300 characters, enough to read simple passages.
And the business Chinese course?
That's a more intense course for people who need to use Chinese for business. Most of the students work for corporations who have projects in China. It teaches a specialized vocabulary that's used in meetings, reports, letters, and so on. There's a lot of speaking practice in this course, too, but it places more stress on developing reading and writing skills than the general Chinese course.
Is it suitable for beginners?
Well, some beginners do choose this course, but they find the workload quite tough. I suggest you take the general Chinese course first because most students find it helps them to have a basic knowledge of the language before they start.
I see. And what about the cost?
Professor Smith is advising students on how to handle exam anxiety. Listen to the presentation and choose the best answers to the questions. Part 2. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming. Well, we all know that exams are stressful and cause anxiety. Today, I'm going to explain what happens to your body when you feel anxious, and then give you some advice that might be helpful to you. To start with, it's important to understand that anxiety is a normal, natural response to stress or fear, and in fact, it's quite useful. Anxiety causes physical changes which prepare your body and mind to face challenges. So feeling anxious about an exam is okay and actually helps you to perform well. Anxiety becomes a problem, however, if you experience it too frequently or over a long period of time. In this situation, it becomes difficult to concentrate, and you may find you get upset easily or lose confidence. It is also common to suffer from extreme tiredness and to have difficulty in sleeping. Now, I recommend a 3-step approach to beat anxiety. Firstly, use breathing exercises to reduce your body's physical stress. Secondly, use positive thinking methods to calm your mind and improve your concentration. And thirdly, plan your study schedule using the eating an elephant approach.
Eating an elephant?
What do I mean? Well, if I asked you to eat an elephant, you'd probably feel you couldn't do it. You'd start to worry, feel stressed, and experience anxiety. But if I gave you an elephant steak, say about this size, could you eat it?
Yes.
So eating an elephant is easy if you cut it into smaller pieces and just eat one piece at a time. And when you study, you should cut up your workload into small pieces and concentrate on one piece at a time, rather than the whole elephant. Okay, let's look at each of the 3 steps in more detail.